How's it going, freelancers and consultants who are looking to build recurring revenue in their business? So today we have Sasha Shea Weeks, who asks a question that I get asked quite often because I talk a lot about building recurring revenue in your freelance business. And it's something that I've written about on several different occasions in various forms, but if you want to go check that out, you can go to res.com/changeclient. That's res with three Z's, of course. But I'll let Sasha Shea ask the question.
Hey Jason, this is Sasha Shea. Thank you so much for sending over that message. So basically, as you see, I am a freelancer, and I pretty much do web design, graphic design, and branding. And I guess my one question is, how do you pivot? What's the best way to pivot if you are now serving a newer niche? What's your advice in that? All right, thank you.
Such a great question, and so many people ask it, so I'm happy to answer this for you. Pivoting when you're serving a new niche, or really just changing the type of client that you work with, is always tough, because it's so easy to fall back into your old patterns and your old ways. So Sasha Shea, instead of giving you just one piece of advice, mind if I give you five? So the first thing that you really need to do is stop taking on all new projects and all new clients, right? This is especially in the case if you're going from being a generalist web developer or web designer to serving a specific niche. Obviously, you need to finish up what you're working on, but anything that's new that comes across your desk, you need to turn it away. Remember that saying no now means that you can say yes to something else later on, right? So if that project today isn't your new niche or your new target client, you need to stay vigilant and pass on it. Which really leads me to my next point, that honestly, it took me a little while to get through to myself. And that's that there's always more work around the corner. When passing on a project, especially one that has money in hand, that isn't your ideal project, you have to remind yourself that there's going to be more work around the corner. And by more work, I mean the right kind of work. The next piece of advice that I'd like to give is let people know, right? Let those closest to you, those that know what you want to work on, those that understand what it is that you do, and let them know that you're available for work. Even send them a quick email with a sentence or two just saying something like, "Hey Fred, I just wanted to let you know that I have some bandwidth in my schedule. I'm looking for any projects that would be blank," and fill in the blank, right? With whatever your new niche target is. Now, this is going to sound really strange, but hear me out on this next piece. Stop getting word of mouth referrals from clients. Yes, let me say this again. Stop taking referrals from clients. Remember that you're changing your ideal client. So those referrals that are your past clients that they're sending your way, remember, they're for work that you no longer do. Instead, whatever platform, application, solution, or whatever it is, whatever it is that you are doing now, find out what that company is, their tech support team, and get to know them, right? Especially if you're doing client work on a platform or something, right? If you are using them each and every day, you may be already writing tickets for their support, right? So let them know that you're serving clients by stating in your tickets, "my client, dot, dot, dot," right? This will allow them to be able to see your name come up frequently and then pass along work to you. Imagine this. All by accident, I did this, and I was able to pivot my service-based business over the summer to 50% of my clients to being the new kind of client that I wanted to work with. And that was just because the vendor started to see my name pop up more and more with various different things that they aren't going to do, right? It's all custom work. So now they're consistently passing along that custom work that is essentially out of scope for what that tech support and support team do. So I hope these 5 points were helpful. It's definitely something that's easier said than done, but by staying on point and vigilant, you'll get through that pivot and you'll see the benefits of saying no now and what that can do. So if you're a freelancer and have a question, ask Rez, that's me, by dropping a message and I'll be happy to answer for you. Until next time, it's your time to live in the feast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.